Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Adversities abound in Greece, but so do gospel opportunities. And there's a problem you can help solve in Uganda. Find your place in the story as we unpack these headlines and more today on Mission Network News. Greece is across the creek, but it's not out of the woods yet. The third bailout program is officially over, and Greece's financial bleeding has stopped for now. But colossal debt remains, and Greece has to figure out how it'll start paying back its creditors. Raising taxes is an unpopular option. Right now, 40% of the average middle-class worker's paycheck goes to taxes and Social Security. Tasos Ioannidis of AMG International says finances aren't the only concern.
There is a long road ahead for Greece. It has lost hundreds of thousands of its best and brightest who have left Greece looking for economic opportunity in other countries in Europe. So it has had a tremendous brain drain. We still have refugees coming in every month. It is not at the rate that it used to be, but they are still coming in. There are more than 3.5 million in Turkey that could step into Greece anytime.
God is at work behind the scenes.
People are desperate for hope, and that hope can be provided only by Jesus. And there is an increased sense of desperation. They are more open to the gospel, so we have a great opportunity to tangibly express God's love and also share the good news with them, and people are more responsive these days.
Ending global poverty is something everybody is on board with, but a new study shows including spiritual messages and poverty outreach is not a priority, even for American Christians. The study done by the Barna Group and commissioned by Compassion International found Americans and American Christians actually see the spiritual factor as the least important factor to fight poverty. Some of this may be in response to abusive tactics that use religious commitments as a bribe for aid. But Gary Edmonds with Food for the Hungry says ministering just to the body still leaves the soul in spiritual poverty. Food for the Hungry fights poverty by holistically caring for people, including physically, relationally, and spiritually.
We have been recognized on a global basis, even by government, that the biggest thing that we do in bringing about a change to context of extreme poverty is we change the beliefs and behaviors of the local people. That as the beliefs of the local people change, as they live in hope, as they have a trust in God, and they want to have a life that's moral and ethical according to God's word, that actually helps them to rise dramatically out of extreme poverty.
You can help their ministry by giving to FH, joining a trip, or praying for their needs. Learn more at missionnews.org. And the Program for Theological Education by Extension, based in Amman, Jordan, has had its coursework taught in Sudan and South Sudan. However, because of outside pressures, some Sudanese and South Sudanese Christians have made their way to refugee camps inside Uganda. PTEE's Ethan, whose name is changed for safety, spent time teaching programs in both Sudan and South Sudan. Now he's helping train the displaced Sudanese and South Sudanese churches in Uganda.
There are many church leaders now who are leading the church in South Sudan. They are being trained by PTE program when they were in North Sudan. And the churches, they know PTE programs. They want to be rich with PTE programs. When we started here, to share with church leaders here in Uganda, most of the people, they welcome it because they know the effectiveness of PTE programs.
But there is a problem.
We still need support for materials, especially here in refugee camps.
And you can help train Christians for ministry in Ugandan refugee camps by providing the coursework materials. Find out how to give and find ways to pray for these Christians at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Set Free Ministries offers the free resource 33 Affirmations, a powerful tool to help folks dig deeper into scriptural truth and discover who they are. Learn more and start your journey at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.